Today, the church celebrates Trinity Sunday, a day when we are invited to open our hearts and minds to reflect upon the central mystery of our faith, the mystery of God, the God who is love, the one God in three persons. This celebration reminds us to consider a truth that should give us joy every day of our lives. God is love, a God of truth, love, and compassion. Or, as the Catechism of the Church teaches us, God himself is an eternal exchange of love, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And he has destined us to share in that exchange. When we profess our faith in the truth that there is one God with three persons, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we are, in effect, saying that God is love. From all eternity, even before the world was created, the Father has begotten the Son, his eternal Word, his wisdom. And from all eternity, the Son has been and remains the perfect reflection of the Father's goodness and self-giving love. And the love between the Father and the Son is not just an idea or a feeling, but rather the third person of the Blessed Trinity, the Holy Spirit. In the Creed, we profess the Church's constant faith that the Son is God from God, light from light, true God from true God. And we call the Holy Spirit the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. We cannot imagine how beautiful and glorious is the one God of three persons, but we do know that God's glory consists in the truth, goodness, and beauty of a self-giving love that circulates, that flows between the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We, dear friends, are called to live in this exchange of love. The love that we heard in the first reading. God is full of tenderness and compassion, slow to anger, rich in kindness and faithfulness. The love that we heard in the second reading. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. The love that we heard in the gospel. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. Our Lord Jesus Christ preached the good news of the Father's mercy, healed the sick, and died on the cross, and rose from the dead to save a suffering humanity. In giving his life on the cross, Jesus showed us the loving heart of his Father, and in revealing the Father's love for us, revealed how precious we are in the Father's eyes. And after the risen Lord was seated at God's right hand, the Father and the Son sent the Holy Spirit to guide us to all truth and to pour into our hearts the love which the Father and Son eternally share. So how can we share? How can we bring witness to God's revelation of himself in our daily lives? Let us be the first ones to forgive, even if the other person is at fault. Let us be the first ones to go out of our way to help someone who is struggling. Let us be the first ones to defend the truth when others attack it. Having received the mercy of God through Jesus in the Holy Spirit, we are called to become men and women of mercy, ready to forgive as we have been forgiven, ready to reach out in love for the poor, as the triune God has reached out to all of us. Friends, hold in your hearts that when we embrace God's transformative grace, we are drawn more and more deeply into the life and love of the Trinity. We ourselves begin to change. The image and likeness of the triune God shines in and through us more clearly as we act with compassion, mercy, fellowship, and self-giving love towards our families, friends, and strangers. Pope Benedict once wrote that those who draw near to God do not withdraw from men, but rather become truly close to them. So as we leave Mass today, inspired by the Word of God and strengthened by the true presence of Jesus in the Eucharist, what are those things that we can let go of? What are those things that we can do to grow in our love for God and grow in love for our neighbor?